Nanaia Mahuta, kindly with us today. Of course, the news today that there's been a sort of slip of COVID into the Waikato, which is of major concern, and the people of Mangatangi and Kaiawa in particular would have to be somewhat nervous, but so would the whole region. Of course, Nanaia is the MP for Waikato Hauraki. A warm welcome to you, Nanaia. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. How's it going?
Yeah, well, we're kicking along. We need to do better as far as the vax rates for our people are concerned, but you know, disappointed for those down home who might have thought that they not immune to the threat, but certainly that we had it relatively contained in Tamaki. That's obviously not the case. It's sort of on the borderline, of course, Mangatangi, but must be of concern for you too, as the person responsible for the electorate. What are your thoughts, Nanaia?
Yeah, well, it shows just how challenging getting on top of the Delta variant is. So many would have heard the Prime Minister talk about a long tail and about how challenging it was to try and isolate, unlike the first set of experiences with COVID. The fact that it is in the Mangatangi area doesn't limit the potential of the spread across the community, because my understanding is that part of the area has been in the Waikato region, not in lockdown like Auckland, and it's likely that there's been a lot of travel to get high and all of that. So there'll be a high effort around testing, and also, as has been already put out in the media, the immediate family as well as the school community will be tested as well.
There was a connection to corrections as well. I see a pretty irate lawyer, I don't think, well, anonymously saying, that people don't care about us, because the person in focus obviously had a court appearance as well. As a result, police officers, correction staff and other prisoners are vulnerable. What would you say of the concerns even the legal fraternity have?
Yeah, look, this is the challenge for all of us. It's a multi-pronged attack. We have to elevate our emphasis around vaccination rates. It's not simply good enough, for example, Auckland to have high vaccine rates and the rest of the country not to. For Māori in particular, because we know we have low vaccination rates, we've got to put extra effort in there. We've got to do tracking and we've got to increase our testing. And that's kind of the trioka of an approach to be able to be better at managing the slippery nature of the Delta variant. So when it came to the decision around sentencing and then placement, I think this recent case will cause the justice sector to think about its own decisions and how to limit the potential of risk.
Thanks, Nanaia. I hope you won't mind me asking. I did Penny in his capacity as Minister for Defence. Last week, we were reminded that our anti-nuclear stance is acknowledged with this trying partisan arrangement between the US, the UK and Australia. We were out in the loop, even though we're involved in ANZUS. You're our Foreign Affairs Minister. Still comfortable with our stance as a nation? Decades on now, for our nuclear-free whakaaro?
Well, it's actually the nuclear-free stance that put us at odds on our ANZUS agreement. So that's been the impact of standing up for what we believe in, and more importantly, what we don't want to see in the Pacific, which was nuclear testing at the time, which caused the nuclear-free stance, and then an expression of not having nuclear weapons within our region, and taking a conscious effort around upholding that value and that interest. So we're pretty consistent on that front. It's well understood by Kiwis, and it's well understood by our allied partners and friends. So I think people should feel too offended that we weren't included in this particular deal. It doesn't eliminate our ability to cooperate with the UK, the US, Canada, and Australia on issues such as cybersecurity, artificial intelligence. We weren't the only ones that were impacted by that decision. There was us and Canada. But in relation to arrangements that Australia had with France, for example, in purchasing more conventional submarines, they also weren't notified. So I don't want to oversimplify the nature of the agreement, but I don't want to oversensitize it for New Zealand. It just wasn't something that we would want to be involved in.
Thanks, Nanai. How destabilising has this COVID challenge as a nation been to the work that you've been trying to push forward? We've got the international mahi that we've just touched on, the Three Waters reforms that you're hoping to work through. It feels as though almost everything is on hold. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, and look, I've got to give a big mahi to Aucklanders because they've been in a significantly more heightened response to COVID with a higher alert level, and they've done their bit and we've got to do our bit. In terms of the program of reform that the government is putting forward, yes, some things have lagged, but it's still moving forward. Three Waters reform, RMA reforms, we're still in the period of engaging, consulting. The House is resuming back this week. Business will get done. But it is a challenge. And then there's the economic impacts. And we've seen this all the world around. When we have periods of lockdown or higher alert levels, businesses obviously get impacted. And then we've got to consider what the support for them will be going forward so that we don't have a local economy collapsing on itself because of the COVID response. So you can see the challenges that the government is responding to.
You're back in the House. What will be your priorities this week? Is it all COVID-related, or will you be able to get some traction on other matters?
Well, the idea is that the business of the House will continue this week under alert level 2 settings. That's the plan so far. And that means that more general business can be progressed over and above COVID-specific matters. And I'm hopeful that we'll get the Water Services Bill into its second reading and then moving towards committee stages and final reading. So how far we get will be dependent on other elements of business that the House will be considering.